Aloha, you are tuned to Kauai Community Radio. This is Tracy with Kauai Vibrations, and I have a very special guest here joining me live in the studio, and I'm very excited to have him back here with us, and it's a privilege and an honor to introduce you to Khyentro Rinpoche. Aloha, Khyentro Rinpoche. You want to bring that mic to you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you have to bring it. So you want to be almost kissing that mic. Okay. Like really close, yes. Oh, well, thank you so much for coming to Kauai again, returning to Kauai, and bringing all your light with you and your wisdom and devotion.
Oh, you are welcome.
Yes. Your latest book, The Power of Mind, A Tibetan Monk's Guide to Finding Freedom in Every Challenge. And Lord knows we have seen a lot of challenges lately, haven't we?
Yes.
Welcome once again to Kauai. And so I would like to just ask you, if it's okay, I'd like to just ask you a little bit about yourself, and then we can talk a little bit about Buddhism. Is that
yes,
okay with you?
No problem.
Yes, because I'd like for people to know a little bit about you.
Okay.
I do want to let you know, who's ever here listening, that Khyentro Rinpoche will be doing a talk and a book signing this evening, and that's going to be happening at the St. Michael's Church in Lihue, and it begins at 6:30. It begins at 6:30, so you are welcome to come and meet Khyentro Rinpoche. He was here a few years ago. We're still determining when that was, but well, we're super happy to have him back. Okay, so at what age did you know you were going to be a monk?
When I was 16 years old.
16 years old?
Yes.
Yes. And what inspired you, or what drew you to becoming a monk? It's a big commitment.
Yes, but in Tibet, usually it's not as a big commitment like what the Western country is thinking. Mm-hmm. And in Tibet, usually we're born in Buddhist family. So then father, mother already like many, many generations just been family. So therefore not so difficult. But for me is particularly when I was 17 years old, that time is my father passed away in the water, drawing in the water, a river. He passed away, drowned.
Drowned
on the water.
I'm so sorry.
And then my brothers, we have 10 children, actually.
Okay.
And then only mother have to take care of all of us. And that time, then we had lots of sufferings, and then really difficult. We will have big difficult time. At that time, then some Tibetan teachers and wisers came to talk with me, and they told me so many different advice according to the Buddhism, and then that make my mind just totally change. Then I choose my whole life want to go to a monk like that. That's what happened first at the time.
Fantastic. I mean, it's ways once again how tragedy can bring beauty, come from that. It helped you choose your life path.
Yes.
Yes. Just for people who don't know, because I know Rinpoche is like somewhat of a title in Tibetan Buddhism, and what was your achievements to actually become a Rinpoche? Can you share that with us? Or
kahi kungoni rogo chik hyun chik goni nango hyore chik ni tani koran gumba chik dakpo yin ba dao yore ta don ti tang la chu kahi la konto ke wang ma ka chik turku se ta ti yo na mixer ke yang ma thop hyore si
So typically, it's not like a title that you choose.
No, I know that. I know you don't choose it. It's given to you.
It was given. And it comes, there are various factors. And so on the one hand, that you have enough like knowledge and personal qualities that you to be called that. On the other, typically, it's then if you have the responsibility of being like the abbot of a monastery. And furthermore, if you have been like recognized as a reincarnate teacher. And so as a translator's interpolation, he has all three.
Okay. I figured.
Yeah. He's too humble to say that.
I know. I knew it would be, but I still... I also, of course, know it's not something you choose. It's something that's, that it's given to you, but also earned, right? So anyway, thank you, Paloma. That's the Rinpoche's translator. He did a beautiful job there. And it was really pleasing to the ears to hear the Tibetan language as well. Yeah, so, okay, so, I was reading through your book, and I think people learn a lot through story, and I love how you do tell stories about your personal life. And I was hoping maybe you could share one of the stories that you spoke about emptiness. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Oh, yes. Deni ni book nang la parcher zammo de tere tapshir tang zabkhu tere. Yun rang wo chik maasong napshir tang emptiness goya shitak. Kakpo yore, yinayang nga tsu teni korang emptiness ziyate gari zi kore zinab shirna chu tamchete korang rang ka ngu goni, rang wang goni tripa mayimpa. Nga tsu partana zuktang, dratang, tritang, rotang, raksha la sokpa gang yona nda rang ka kongcho lang na nda njignang jena nda chachang yurtang, yurchen chachang oden trip nda wachik tang korang rang wang ka goni trip yopa nda wachik samlo tanga yore. Yinna ngu buk nilgu la reality is tindi nda wachik yomare. Korang don tambala korang nilgu wangza korang temtete yin tsar nip zongte
Drung. Okay, like their stories.
About when you were a young monk
like
and you heard
Kilo Chung Chung Kabla.
When you were a young boy.
So Di Tong Bo Shedna. So this is actually a pretty good segue into the story.
Okay.
And so Rinpoche said, the emptiness is a very profound teaching on the ultimate nature of reality, in which we understand how everything is not independently occurring, like doesn't ultimately exist by its nature. And typically then because we believe things are real and the way that they appear, then when we experience form, sounds, tastes, sense, tactile sensations and so forth, we believe that those experiences are real, and then in relation to them we have fear, anxiety, and all of our disturbing emotions and so forth. But as we come to see the true nature of reality, then we are no longer sort of disturbed over it. And so emptiness is the teachings on the ultimate nature and how everything is kind of interdependently occurring in relation to each other. And so then that is a teaching about which you asked me the story. And so I do have stories about that.
Tendi kor lab shir tang dong mambo yo chokre
yin
na yang a chong din la yo pa de ngi chang ge do wa
de
ni ndi kar re zen na ne nga cho ta wa chong chong de cho shi ta kong zu ging go de zu nyan ju ke yo ma re yang cham cham na kong zo bo sang wi go ni ji sha ke do ko de nga zo shi ta go ge ma ni ma nyin chi la ngi a kho ze la ma de Molo Chimbo, Chen, Mamabu, Be, Gutsuchesa, Chico, Dennis, Tawam Tombo, Yunkanji, or Eze, or Eze.
So the thing with these teachings is that it takes like prior understanding and also a certain amount of age, being old, age appropriate. And so when we were young monks, then they wouldn't allow us into the teachings, and often they would keep them kind of secret from us, and all the older monks would go. And so when I was quite young, then I remember that one day my uncle, who was a very highly respected teacher, was giving these teachings secretly to another group of monks, and I heard about it.
Awesome. I was very naughty, so go because there's any
debarter. So then they kind of shooed all of us young monks outside, and then all the older people that were kind of adults, some of them weren't also monks, it was just the kind of more educated practitioners. And so they shooed us all out, and all the monks were to go out to play. But I was very curious and also a very naughty young man. And so then I snuck back and I spied on them during these teachings.
So
they were teaching on profound meditation, and in the teachings the word emptiness kept coming up, and they were very kind of respectful, and it seemed that there was a great respect for the teachings and so forth. And I thought that I understood it, but I really didn't. And so then I thought, oh, I get this. But of course not.
So teni ta khonchu la ba nang bjin gum jap ko samsung arang ka ngi kare ko yo pate pe sho tan ni teni nga chol gla son ni te nga chol la wali chembo chi gyo re hali pe jam mo chi gyo re ti nang la gum jam ni ngi nam ka tong pan da wo empty ne zen ne didi ko son teni nga rang ka sem de ndi chol ko nam ka tong wa ta nga rang sem ni ka yer me tu ti ni ti nga la gum jam ni ya gi khong chi gyo re de bo shi chi gyo teaser la sonni gum jap ka shi yin
debarne. So then I thought I would try this meditation out for myself. And the way that kind of the region of Tibet is there would be like really high mountains and then valleys and then mountains and valleys. And so then I went to the top of the mountain, and I remembered they said, okay, so
not
meditate on
mountain.
High place.
Yes.
Yeah, just a high place.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to meditate on emptiness. And what I thought they had said, which wasn't accurate, but I thought they had said that it was like empty space, and that was it, just empty space. And so then I meditated on that empty space, and I merged my mind, blended my mind with the empty space, and I tried to meditate there.
Then you got shiloko space that nanga semnika nyambor tripteptoni.
Then that I was meditating on emptiness when I let my mind just kind of merge with the empty space, and so the outer space and my inner mind just merged, and I meditated there.
Tizi pantongdok garjin semjiwanda wodang namtok mangpo mkewa pantok jipshongsong.
So it was some benefit because my thoughts kind of ceased, and I sort of had a peaceful mind and wasn't busy, so it felt very nice.
But the mountain is very high in front of me. As I felt like block me, my meditation. And then I thought, okay, mountain is here, it's block my meditation. So then what to do this? I thought, oh, okay. Then space is over the mountains, you know, space is everywhere.
So he has to meditate on the other side.
Then I thought, okay, then my meditation is jump over the mountain, and then That way my view or meditation, I thought I felt a little bit bigger or deeper. That's the way I did. You know, later I grew up and then I studied more these emptinesses, then I'm wrong, I remember. Mm. Totally wrong and not that easy, very deep. Yes, I think that's it, the story.
That's a good one. That's beautiful. And your English is very good, so I know Paloma is translating for you, but I'm just curious, Paloma, I mean, because that's a, are you writing in shorthand? How do you?
I'm writing in Tibetan shorthand, then I translate when I speak.
Okay, yeah, I was like, how can you write all that? Anyway, if you've just tuned in, I have joining me here Kendril Rinpoche and his friend, I'm sure, as well as translator Paloma. And he has just published his latest book, The Power of Mind, A Tibetan Monk's Guide to Finding Freedom in Every Challenge. And he's actually going to offer to the community a talk and book signing this evening at the St. Michael's Church, Episcopal Church in Lihue, and that begins at 6:30. If you already have his book, as I do, you can bring that with you. Will you have books there as well?
We will, and he'll be doing a book signing at the end of the talk.
Yes, I knew that. So I'm so happy to have you here. I just love seeing you across the board from me. It reminds me of many years ago when I was in Kathmandu and I went to the Tibetan Refugees Center there, right in the Kathmandu area with my friend, and just met a lot of the Tibetan children, and I don't know, just always had a special warm place in my heart for the people of Tibet, and it's so nice to have you here and your beautiful smile, and yeah, so thank you so much. I'm so delighted, and I hope that
you are welcome.
Yes, and I hope you get a listener here. I hope you get an opportunity to come and meet and see the beauty coming from Kendril Rinpoche's smile and eyes. So I think even just the presence of you is kind of lifts the vibration. My show is called Kauai Vibrations. I felt the lifting of the vibrations when you came in the door. So thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Esty, for arranging this. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Yes, yes. Now, there are quite a few Tibetan Buddhists here on Kauai who I imagine Esty behind you, of course, and there's probably a few more that you have met,
on
Kauai? Yes, there's a pretty good Sangha here.
Yes.
And years ago, I also numerous times did the Tara Dance. I don't know if you're familiar with the Tara dance, the mandala, the praises of Tara, the Prema Dasarda. Yes. So my first time I did that was probably 30 years ago. So So anyway, I'm very happy to have you here. Yes.
Thank you.
Maybe even just talk a little bit about, back to you. what do you feel has been some of your biggest gifts from practicing Buddhism and having a daily practice?
I think my personal, I have my own very special practice, but my experience in this benefit in this country or Western countries, I think most beneficial one is that we call the mind training. That is my favorite, I find out. That's my experience. Because in this mind training, tonight I'm going to talking about this, about the mind training. There are lots of
methods for transforming adversity into positive circumstances. Uh-huh. Right.
So these days we're having lots of challenges and the world having like a natural disasters problems, and then also there is issues between countries and the war, and also individually many people have lots of concepts, and we have a lot of fear and anger and hate, and there are so many things going on. So in this time it's the most benefit one is I choose this mind training teachings. That's my favorite one.
Right, and that's basically a lot of the premise of your book, of course, The Power of Mind.
Yes.
It's just come out. I'm guessing, did you write this in Tibetan and then you had someone translate it to English? Or did Paloma do it?
No, that's my the teachings, because...
So he gave oral teachings,
okay.
And then it was transcribed.
Okay, perfect, yes, yes, right.
Yes.
Because, of course, the oral teachings have been passed down for thousands.
It's much better for me, because when I tried before some books, my own language, and my using my own knowledge by myself, and then I tried... writing books, but it all comes like in Tibetan way, and that means as a Buddhist, a little bit like a scholar way, and that doesn't really work very well in this country, and because that's very very how do I say? I don't know.
Scholastic. It's very scholastic.
It's not so flexible.
Poetic.
It's not so poetic.
And lots of quotes.
Right, right.
Text.
Yes. A little bit too much. A little bit, maybe too, for me, it's a little bit too fancy.
Right.
So then when I'm teaching times, then I'm looking at the people, and then I know the Western people's concepts of mind, because I've been in this country for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then I'm looking people, and then I'm teaching as then really common, just exactly the very easy and to understand.
Yes.
The words is it's a go very easy to go other people's heart. So benefit the directly pretty easy. So that one, that's very easy. So that's why transcribed this book.
Right.
He gets an intuitive sense of what people need right there.
Yes.
And then it comes out just very naturally.
Yes. Almost like a transmission to the people that are in front of you.
Yes.
In a way,
yes.
Right? Yes. Yes. So yeah, I could see how that would be definitely beneficial. So if you just tuned in, I have joining me here Khentrol Rinpoche. He's the author of The Power of Mind, A Tibetan Monk's Guide to Finding Freedom in Every Challenge. He's here on Kauai, and we'll be sharing some of his wisdom, his teachings, his presence, and also a book signing tonight at the St. Michael's Episcopal Church in Lihue. That begins at 6:30, and you are invited. There will be some of his books available if you don't already have it, and if you're would like to read the book and cannot make it tonight, and maybe you're listening from somewhere else. I know we have people tuned in from around
are
the world.
Are you booking a yore?
Yes, so we can. I know I ordered the book on Amazon, so people can get it that way too. But is there a better way to get it?
Will the bookstore perhaps carry some of them? We don't know.
No,
okay.
but I mean,
it is available on several different book sites, and also it's available in audio and Kindle.
Okay, awesome. And then who's reading it? I'm just curious of the audio. Would that be you?
Oh, no. There's a professional reader, a young man in New York.
I don't remember.
Oh, that's okay.
He actually knows his parents, so it was a nice connection.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, how sweet. Yeah. I love when that happens.
But he was chosen by the publisher.
Right. Well, that's... Yeah. But, you know... There you go. Like, it's just what it's right. Yes, even someone else chose it. It still worked out to be someone that you had some kind of connection with. How beautiful is that? Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. So once again tonight, Khentrol Rinpoche will be speaking and signing books at the St. Michael's Episcopal Church in Lihue, and that begins at 6:30 p.m. And this morning, I was reading today's. Well, I have one of those offerings books, the Tibetan Wisdom for Every Day. I don't know if you're familiar with that little offering book. But today's, I just thought I'd share. Then maybe you can give your little intuition on this. So today's Buddhist wisdom is actually by Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche, is where this quote comes from. Actions may be positive or negative according to the intention that underlies them, just as a crystal refracts the colors of its surroundings.
Crystal Krong Nime Ken La Ud Sharwa Giralig Banang Shinri. Kiran di Korla Tisa Shedna?
Oh, yeah.
Nanzo Samlo Kande Ralege Big Yumsen?
Yeah. Teni Shirtanga Natsu Njikten Kam Dala Top Chehu de Nuba Chehu de Semre. Teni Semin Big Yumsen King Atsu Luton Nak Shawa Karif Shinaya. So sem kujilam jangheore. Sem to geva yin nibzonte, lutang ngak shawa tamchidyang, geva yin to chakto kyore. Garte sem to mergeva yinna, lungak shawa chatsang, mergeva chakhyore. O tipshirna teni semla ragliore, tipshirna rang sem ne yonso nul ze, ngatso longchik kodingshina, tetao shoyore sere.
So, in general, the factor that has the most influence, the principal factor determining our experience, that is the most powerful factor in our experience, is our mind. And so then it's first a thought, which is what is motivating us to act. A thought arises and then we act physically and verbally. So when our mind, our thoughts, which is our intention or motivation, are positive, then the actions that we engage in physically and verbally are positive. When our mind is negative, then our actions are negative. And so everything is dependent upon our mind, which is why the Buddha said, completely tame your mind.
We're all working on that, right? Well, it's already 1 o'clock here, so I need to do a quick station ID. You're listening to Kauai Community Radio, KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K205 FM Honolulu. This is Tracy with Kauai Vibrations, and Kauai Vibrations is made possible by Kauai Marine and Mower and Amahanalei. All right. Mahalo for tuning in to Kauai Community Radio. And if you just tuned in, I have special guests joining me here in the studio. I have Khenchul Rinpoche, the author of The Power of Mind, A Tibetan Monk's Guide to Finding Freedom in Every Challenge. And joining him is his lovely translator, Paloma. So I'm so happy to have both of you here. And so, like I said, if you just tuned in, I want to let you know that Khenchul Rinpoche will be doing a talk and a book signing tonight at the St. Michael's Episcopal Church in Lihue, and that begins at 6:30, and you're welcome to come. And also, there will be books there if you would like to purchase a book, and he will be signing books as well. And so, now we're going to get back to Khenchul Rinpoche, and I just wanted to ask you, is there anything in particular you would like to share with us here today? I know you're going to be sharing a lot this evening. However, we do have people kind of sort of all around the world listening, so this is just a platform for you to share.
Tani de karing is sam khaduk se na ne ta terang chan dinang la mayong khan de ko kong khan tang mayong khan mang boyo jire tani yinang message chik yo ga kare re se na ne nge shir tang kar chen bo chik de tang sang a so jikten dan halipa nyodang chimbo dan thukcha chimbo yonghe yore deni nga chu sem dang yang nyoda chimbo dang kangar ma bu nang la longhe yore ti gem chen ji ni kar ze kyo ze na na cha chang la deni heating map she ze de zo dog dog ching ni tep sha ke yo se.
So Rinpoche said, thank you for asking that. I will be, you know, speaking more extensively this evening, but I understand there are people who might not be able to make it or are elsewhere. And so I do have one message that I've been really, it's important to me that I want to share, because we are facing so much kind of adversity and challenges in the world these days, both in the outer world and those circumstances, and then internally in our own minds and our own mental disturbances. And so we do have a lot of challenges that we're facing. And so then one kind of key piece of advice that I want to encourage everyone to strive for is to stop hate. And here the hate is like dislike. That's kind of the advice.
TV la mala kasha shanayangra murga wa chang chang yitmo pa chang chang atso shatin rog yore teni rang ke chetam murga wa shina tetam ki ngasu semna la dungar ta kangar ma po thak yore
tibate And so, we constantly are hearing things that we don't like, whether it's on the news or the internet, something we see, something we hear, or we're talking with other people about things that are going on. And so we have this dislike where we just find something unpleasant and we dislike it. And the problem is that because we're hearing that and seeing that everywhere in all different aspects of our lives, is that we're constantly focusing on the dislike. And essentially, as much as we dislike is as much unhappiness and suffering as we are going to have in our lives.
Dans sang a tsote hali ba gur mixer ko mama pola kangar tang nyog di mang nang la thong khe yore gare jina mrga windu khi te mampo shi ni gansam chik la cha chang ko poking shi kyo pa nang vijin tu tak to tani nga tso jik ta kawan ro na mrga sa kyang kyang re samya mang wo chi nga tsu sam gare te la te ni mama po kangar tang nyog da dunga nang thong khe yore te ni ngi la vya ti karre zena te ta wu nga tsu karre zena mrga wan du khi te fang ni te pap jik ni te gare zena ti ni tsur ngirwan ro go mar mrga wa shi na ya te pap jik ni jik go re ze ki o se.
So then, especially while we're having so many challenges and so forth, if we constantly focus on how we dislike things and we reinforce that perception by thinking about how much we dislike, then essentially we build this habit for dislike, and then everything, there's always something unfavorable, dislikable in it that we perceive and focus on, and then it's like everything is poking us. And then the more we dislike, the more that we dislike, the more that the dislike happens, then the more suffering that we have. And so my advice is to begin to not focus on the dislike and be willing to let go of then the disliking, the habit that we're making, because that doesn't make our lives better. It only brings on more unhappiness. And so we've become so overly sensitive. So we're everything we perceive as dislikable. And so we're essentially just completely vulnerable to harm. To the experience of harm. So we want to cultivate the opposite. And so the opposite, like think, from this moment onward, I'm not going to be this intolerant, meaning easily disturbed. I'm going to be patient, being okay, essentially. So we want to build the habit, make a commitment each day. I'm going to be okay. I won't be disturbed by all these things. And even just committing ourselves to not being disturbed on a daily basis, even one day will be a benefit. Even in a household. Like things that irritate us, we think, I'm going to be okay. I don't have to be harmed by this. I'm okay. And then that could really benefit, the environment, even in our home. But what happens overall in all circumstances is that that increases the power of our mind and the capacity of our mind. So our mind becomes less influenced by conditions, less affected by conditions, and it actually empowers our mind. And so the more that we cultivate that, the more things that we can be okay with, more kinds of circumstances, more kinds of people, and it bring that alone will enhance and increase our peace and our well-being and can change our entire life and turn our kind of focus around. So that's the one message that I want to share with everyone.
Right. So energy flows where attention goes.
Exactly.
Energy flows, intention goes.
Yes, energy flows where intention goes. No, yes.
Oh, don't drug it in. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so if you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Khenchol Rinpoche. His book, The Power of Mind, A Tibetan Monk's Guide to Finding Freedom in Every Challenge. And I'm sure throughout the course of a day, we come to at least one challenge. Sometimes there are many. And as Rinpoche is saying, it really has a lot to do with the way we see it, that the attitude that we have about it, the point of view we have about it, makes the way it's going to go either difficult or easier. Some things are always going to be a little challenging. However, with the power of training your mind to see on the brighter side of life, the gifts that you have as opposed to the challenges that you have. Especially here in this country, most people have way more gifts and opportunities than people in a lot of other countries. So, and maybe we could just talk a little bit about your deciding to come to the United States and make this your home. Was there any particular reason, or were you, I mean, I'm sure you're probably asked to come here, but could you talk about that?
Yes, that's just a long time ago. when it's a there was like about 2002, there was a Chengde called Chengde Rinpoche. He was in America, just already have been in this country many, many years. So he has so many centers and groups, many different countries and many different places. And he want somebody can teach, already learned Buddhism. And then he contacted my own teacher called Gato Moksa Rinpoche. And he contacted him, he needed somebody can help him to teach. And then that's why. And Moksa Rinpoche sent me to this country. That's why I came in 2002. But the first time I came here, I have no English at all. Mm. Okay, when I came from Asia, and that time I have a small
placard or sign.
Placard sign on my chest.
His neck.
And okay, they said, there, this man cannot speak any English, so please help him. Whatever he need, that's what they said. Here,
plus
and
your,
then
your plus, airline
yeah,
information.
My airline information on my ticket. And then I get the airport, and I don't know, I need to show these people, but I don't know to show to whom. And then a little bit difficult, and then, but anyway, they just, that way I got here, this country. So then only first time, only in my monastery gave me permission just only 2 years. And after 2 years, and we start the green card. Mm-hmm. And then I got the green card, and then I just stuck here.
He really didn't want to come initially, but his teacher said, we can find many teachers like you in Tibet and no one like that in America, and insisted. So, poor thing.
So, so how do you feel about all that now?
Now, just I'm in this country's citizen.
All right.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So, yes. So then I'm okay. There's no choice. Even I'm, you know, I cannot go. So it's very good because the culture is different. So that's really a little bit difficult for me still. And also this country, people, too much concepts.
Too much concepts.
Much concepts compares my country.
Yes.
And that's a little bit difficult. Too much for sometimes a little bit difficult, but there is many different ways. I like it because I studied my whole life, and then in this country people really like to learning something. Mm-hmm. Okay, this country like knowledge very
curiosity.
Much curiosity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that is usually they have lots of questions. They want learning more and deeper. And what does this mean? Is what does that mean? Is what is this behind the stories beyond there? Or all these things. So I like that a lot because that is Buddhism. Mm. Do you get Buddhism? Is just you teach the reality of the phenomena, and so where how things are, where things are.
Mm-hmm. The way
so
things are.
The way things are, we teach that way. Wisdom. Mm-hmm. So that's a philosophy. That's we I like very much this country.
So curiosity is good.
Uh-huh.
Wanting
yes.
to learn.
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, if you just tuned in, joining me here is Khenpo Rinpoche. His latest book is called The Power of Mind, A Tibetan Monk's Guide to Finding Freedom in Every Challenge. He will be speaking tonight, sharing tonight. Also have some of his books available for signing. at the St. Michael's Episcopal Church in Lihue. That begins at 6:30 p.m., and you are invited. And if someone would like to find out more about you, Rinpoche, I mean, I don't know, do you have a website? No, do you do Twitter? No, I'm just kidding.
He does.
How much social media are you on?
He actually has a Facebook account and an Instagram account that are very active. They're under Kentrol Lodra Taye Rinpoche. And he has a website, katog.org, katog.org.
katog.org. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you could talk a little bit about Katog, because, I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize the different lineages in Tibetan Buddhism. I mean, do you feel like talking a little bit about that? Just, I mean...
Then Katog zayate shirta nga tso bola sarkya zaya, nyama zaya, gwargyut zaya. Then...
Yeah, so in Tibetan Buddhism, there are four kind of primary lineages in which the teachings have been passed on from teacher to disciple, what we call Kagyu, Sakya, Geluk, and Nyingma. And then the lineage which I practice is called Nyingma, and it's the kind of original translation school, the old translation school is what they call it. And then within the Nyingma, there are also different kind of monasteries, school, or lineages of practice within the Nyingma. And then the kind of mother, the original one, was Katok, from which then all of them originated. And so it's, you know, has a rich history of thousands of years and over 400 branch monasteries. And my own monastery that I'm an abbot of is one of the four main monasteries associated with the Katok tradition. And so it's a lineage then that with many teachers I have connection with and that I follow. And
the mother monastery is the Katok they ngatso pokala ngatso te sarshe samchi orwa ti toma kare teni ti gumba te korang te kawa yorizna yike ramshung ku tsurki kaze ache ku rang yore mag chakangola ti tangla gumba te mother monastery yopipshena Katok Monastery is the
one. So the kind of original monastery of a lineage we call the Mother Monastery, and Katok is the original Mother Monastery. And the way that it got its name is that Ka is K-A, is the first syllable in the Tibetan alphabet, and there was a large like rock or boulder in this region of eastern Tibet which had the syllable Ka naturally then occurring, naturally arising from it. And so Tok means on top of Ka. So it was the monastery on top of the letter Ka. And then it was called Ka Tok. And so then that's how the Mother Monastery came about, and hence all the those practicing under that. So that name.
So nature provides again.
Yes. Yeah, so it came about like that.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having us here.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's been such a delight. And maybe I know, before you go, I would love for you to just talk a little bit about Buddhist nature because, you know, there are many people who practice Buddhism and many people practice Tibetan Buddhism. And there are also many Christians who are, you know, interested in Buddhism. But maybe you could just talk a little bit about, you know, that you can, that it's not really a religion, right? I mean, so could you talk a little bit about how people can benefit from the Buddhist nature and still have a different religion?
Yeah, Buddha nature. Okay. So, te zena kare ze kore zena, shirtan ka ngatu na, ngubo kang in na, korang rongjin chikyore. Deep shirna ngatu sem ki rongjin zena, original, ngatu nguni sem ka rongjin te. When I control them, track to the Nargir Lasso be all over good new moon, but it's so same Kiramjin Mara, coral over body. Tea, same corn gramjin la, ye need a natsu, tak body, coron yundan nochi body, coron jib deri, coron dungar yomar, coron, then he mergeva mimpa, then he coron gave you ramjinja, positive coron ramjinki yonkan chicker, yundan yonkan chicker, and that's all original. T dimangla buddha ni chi ta sui nang semchen yin char ni zong te ta na tenro yen chi la yang terta u teni ni chur te yore sere dimangla buddha ni chur ze ki yore
so the Buddhist philosophy is, you know, really based on an exploration of the nature of reality and particularly the nature of our mind. And so the nature of our mind, its original nature is called, we have called it, labeled it, Buddha nature. And that nature, that innate nature to all of us, then is not a state of anger, it is not jealousy, it is not pride, or any of the mental disturbing emotions and afflictions of the mind. Our mind's nature is timelessly pure, or originally pure, and possesses within it all positive qualities. It is peaceful. It is positive. And so our mind's nature doesn't have within it suffering, is not by nature negative. And so we all have this, each and every one of us as sentient beings, meaning those who have mind. And so this is not just human beings, but actually much broader. It includes all living beings. We all have this same nature.
So
the Buddhist philosophy is about making evident the nature of our mind, and through that process of realizing our own innately positive nature, we are eliminating suffering and the causes of suffering. And this is possible. Anyone is welcome to do this.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully every single person will. Yeah. And one of my favorite quotes of the Dalai Lama is, "Be kind whenever possible. It's always possible."
Yes, the courage is same kind of that Buddha nature korong la yun ten te teni kindness.
Because our Buddha nature's innate positive quality itself is that it is kindness, and we all have the potential for kindness in all circumstances. We can all increase through working with our mind, love and compassion and caring for others and appreciating other beings, because it is already in our nature. And since it's innate to all of us, we all have that potential. And then we just need methods, like conditions, to uncover that within ourselves. And that's what the practices are about. Uh-huh. That's all.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. So once again, Khenpo Rinpoche will be at the St. Michael's Episcopal Church this evening. He'll be sharing some of his teachings, as well as doing a book signing. There will be books available. His latest book, The Power of Mind, A Tibetan Monk's Guide to Finding Freedom in Every Challenge. And it was actually transcribed from teachings that he gave orally, which is a beautiful way to learn. And I could say from experience, it's a very readable book. It's very easy to read, and it's super relatable, and simple ways to put daily practices into your life to benefit your life. And actually, may all beings be happy and may all beings be free, because we are here to raise all beings, right? Maybe you could talk a little bit about that. I just got goosebumps.
So, all living beings, that's what we want. We want happiness. We want to have well-being and joy. None of us wants to suffer or experience pain, whether human or animals. That's what we all want at our core.
When we
say kind heart, a kind heart is that wish. Wishing that may all beings have happiness and may all beings be free from suffering. The wish that they have happiness is true love.
And
the wish that they be free from suffering and in entirety with all of its causes and conditions is compassion. It's much more than empathy, which is just aware of being able to kind of have a sense of someone else's suffering. Compassion is positive, where you actually have a genuine positive wish that they be free from suffering. And it's very powerful. And really, just that thought can change our mind. And so then that's what that wish is. And thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for spreading that all over the world.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us. It's really good to see you again.
It's good to see you too. And I look forward to seeing you this evening and Okay. Getting more goosebump moments.
Okay.
Thank you so much. So once again, if you just tuned in, I've been speaking with Kendro Rinpoche and his lovely translator and dear friend, I'm sure. How many years have you been working with him?
I picked Rinpoche up at the airport in 2002, so I've been translating for him for 20 years
Oh,
now.
My goodness. Oh, I just got goosebumps again. Oh.
Sometimes he teases because his English is quite good and he has full comprehension. He teases that he just speaks into Ben to give me a job.
See, and that's because he wants to make sure you're still around. I know your English is very good, but it is also fun to just hear the native tongue because just knowing that language is the basis of a culture, and
yes.
And the Tibetan culture really needs to survive.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Yeah, about want to cry. So thank you so much for sharing your beautiful culture, your language, your gifts, and the wisdom that's been passed for lineages. And thank you so much for this beautiful book. Once again, the power of mind, a Tibetan monk's guide to finding freedom in every challenge, by Kendril Laudrote Rinpoche.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I will see you tonight. If you just tuned in, he will be at the St. Michael's Episcopal Church in Lihue tonight at 6:30. So I look forward to seeing some of my friends there too. Aloha and have a beautiful, it's a beautiful day here on Kauai. I hope you get to at least enjoy some of the great outdoors. And thanks for spending so much time with us in this small studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having
us. Yeah, we'll see you tonight.
Okay. Looking forward to
it. Yes. Aloha. And mahalo, SD, for arranging all this. And all right. Oh, wait, before you leave, Paloma, maybe you could just once again mention how people can connect with Rinpoche through the different social medias.
Okay. Rinpoche has a very active social media site on Instagram and on Facebook, and it's Kendril Laudrote Rinpoche. That's important because there's another Kendril Rinpoche that's not him. And then our website is katog.org, katog.org. And we also keep that updated. And there's a schedule of his events. He's traveling around the United States and the world quite actively.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so happy to hear that. And thank you so much. And namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste. I'll see you this evening.